IVM.
Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world: Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. This week, we travel to Krakow in Poland and discover how not just in this city, but in almost every major city in Europe, you are walking on filth, poop, and garbage. Late March 1241. About 10,000 Mongol soldiers entered the capital city of Krakow in Poland. The city was not defended, and many residents fled to neighboring countries. Those who had not fled decided to hide in churches and on the fortified Wawel Hill. According to a popular 20th century legend, a Polish sentry on a St. Mary's church tower sounded the alarm by playing the Hey Now, or the warning trumpet. The city gates were closed before the Mongols could ambush. The trumpeter, however, was shot in the throat by a Tatar marksman and did not complete the anthem. The invaders stayed in the city for 10 days, and their stay resulted in the almost complete destruction of Krakow. The Mongols failed to capture the Wawel Hill or the St. Andrew's Church, the only church in Krakow to withstand the attack. On 31st March 1241, the Mongols set Krakow on fire. The next day, they left the city. The city now had a blank slate to work with. The Duke, Bloslaw Fyle, laid out a new town on a rational grid, complete with a grand central market, one of the largest in Europe. Krakow was to be built along Magdeburg laws. These were city laws, primarily targeted at regulating trade to the benefit of the local merchants and artisans, who formed the most important part of the population of many such cities. External merchants coming into the city were not allowed to trade on their own, but instead forced to sell the goods they had brought into the city to local traders, if any wished to buy them. Over the next 300 years, many German-speaking merchants and craftsmen, together with Jews, Italians, and native Poles, started inhabiting the city. By the early 15th century, Krakow was an impressively fortified city, the capital of the burgeoning Polish kingdom and an important trade emporium. However, the growing population presented one significant problem, best summed up in a poem by Konrad Szeltes, a humanist cleric who studied at the University of Krakow from 1488 to 90. He lambasted the city for the piles of muck which accumulated in its street, saying, "As the transalpine Gaul country sinks in the mud, so is our burrow sinking ever deeper. Its hideous streets are only sparsely cobbled, and a four-horse carriage up to its axle gets stuck in the mud." Imagine a horse carriage that has its axle in the mud. The most damning evidence of Krakow's unhygienic state came from the king himself, who in 1533 spoke about the most iconic image of medieval European uncleanliness, the chamber pot. A chamber pot is a portable toilet meant for nighttime use in the bedroom. It was common in many cultures before the advent of indoor plumbing and flushing toilets. In Krakow, as in many other countries across Europe, people would simply toss their chamber pots in the street outside of their windows. The king was disheartened that the visitors might feel extremely offended by these impurities gathered on the streets. The dumping was not something which was done for a few weeks, months, or even years. It went on for centuries. In comparing the levels of debris accumulation between the cities of Prague, Wroclaw, and Krakow, researchers found that ground levels started building up by the dumping of garbage and filth. While these stabilized during the 13th and the 14th centuries respectively, Krakow's ground level continued to build up until the 16th century. An analysis of the cobbled streets of the city from digs has revealed that street rested under layers of waste and dirt, which was interpreted as humus or muck. And it was not only human muck, but animal muck as well. Owing to its importance as a center of trade, there were hundreds and thousands of horses which were walking through the town square, and their droppings covered the street. Let me put this in numbers. A single horse can produce over 18 kilograms of manure. Other animals too wandered in the streets of Krakow. There were streets named after cows, dogs, and pigs, Chicken, geese and ducks roamed throughout the city. There were simply no controls or systems to manage the waste of a growing city. Paving the road could solve this problem, making it easier to clean and maintain. However, Krakow lived under the shadow of the Mongol invasion and instead focused on building a fortified city, the walls of which exist in good shape even today. The fortification eventually showed its value. In 1287, another Mongol invasion occurred and was rebuffed owing to them. It is estimated that between the 12th and the 16th century, the city's ground level rose by 4.5 meters in some places. This could mean that what was once the first floor of a house could become the cellar over time. And this was not limited to Krakow alone. Almost every major city in Europe had the exact same situation. Large cities such as London, Paris, and Venice had tens of thousands of inhabitants in the Middle Ages and had the same problems as Krakow. Some managed it better than the others. Northern Italian cities such as Florence, Genoa, Milan, and Venice had the most progressive solutions for waste management in the Middle Ages and the early modern period. In Venice, one island was set aside only for depositing waste, which was transported there daily by boat. Krakow eventually found ways to manage its waste well and rose to become a great European city of the modern era. A living example of how the city's level has changed can be seen from the side entrance of the Church of St. Barbara in Krakow. The staircases, the entrance, and the plinth are at different levels because they were constructed across different centuries, basis the existing ground level then. I walked those staircases and saw the entrance without realizing the historical significance of it. So the next time you are meandering through the streets of Europe, basking in the summer sun and enjoying the Gothic Renaissance or ancient Roman architecture, remember that you are walking on filth. What is beneath our feet and in front of our eyes has gone through an evolution of centuries, and all we are seeing is a sliver of it. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memory on Twitter and YB Travel 42 on Instagram.